Our call to worship this morning is in Psalm 66. Joe called me yesterday. We were texting. He said, could you do the call of worship? He's not feeling good. As you know, he and Matt kind of went through a linebacker tackle this week, and I hope they're feeling better and recovering. Psalm 66, shout joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds, so great is your power, that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done, how awesome his works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They pass through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. Yet you let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us into a place of abundance. There's going to be time in all of our lives when we feel like God has literally brought us to hell and back. That he put us through difficult times, hard times, as he did the nation of Israel to refine them in the wandering of the wilderness. I'm sure that those of you who have gone through physical pain could talk about that. I'm sure, Judd, you're experiencing some of that. Glad to see you here this morning, by the way. But the great thing is that we can look back upon these experiences and we can understand that more than anything else, God has chosen us from the foundations of the world and we will not have to go to hell. We will not have to spend an eternity separated from God. And folks, if that's not a reason to celebrate this morning, I don't know what is. As I was reading in my devotions the other day, that God, he gave them ears, but they cannot hear. He gave them eyes, but they cannot see. Salvation is a God thing. Completely. We had nothing to do with it. To think that we chose God is one of the most arrogant things I've ever seen in my life. To think that we figured it out. And as we come here this morning, as we worship God, we're here to celebrate the fact that he called us from the foundations of the world for his glory. And I hope you think about this morning as we sing songs.